Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
Yes, 79544.
And your first and last name?
Helen Friesen.
Thank you. And could you verify the shipping address for me?
There is no shipping address. I'm calling about a charge on my Citibank card that I don't recognize. My credit card?
Yes, ma'am. Could you verify the shipping address for me?
Well, I can verify my address, but I didn't ship anything. It's 2737 State Highway 6 North, Rochester, Texas, 79544.
Thank you. So I see that you ordered our neck massager and our foot massager on January 4th. Where you only had to, yes, ma'am, where you only had to pay the shipping and handling.
And what was that charge, shipping and handling for that?
The shipping and handling charge was $7.45 for the neck massager.
Okay, I have a charge for $19.99.
That was the straight sale for the foot massager.
Now, that was supposed to be a free gift, was my understanding.
The foot massager, that's all you had to pay for that one, was the $19.99.
Mm-hmm. And then the shipping on it was $7.45?
No, ma'am, that was for the neck massager.
The neck massager. Okay. All right, very good. I was under the understanding it was a free gift, but I guess I misunderstood.
Okay, well, this was a welcoming gift for you joining our Consumer Direct Savings Store, where you only had to pay the shipping and handling. And in the terms and conditions, it does state that within the next 48 hours, you will be billed $49.97. It starts your first month membership and gets you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadget Club on the web.
No, I don't want to be in the automatic club. I'd like that all canceled, please.
Okay, so what I will go ahead and do is issue you a 35% refund, and this also cancels out the account to prevent all future charges.
What, 35% of what?
Of $49.97.
No, I want all of that refunded because I didn't order any, I didn't order a membership of any kind.
No, ma'am, but you did agree to our terms and conditions. And with your agreeing to them, the best that I can do is a 50% refund.
When did I agree to that? I don't.
When you placed the order, ma'am. When you placed the order on the website and it asked you, were you 18 years or older, and you had to check the box, the terms and conditions was right underneath.
Okay, that's deceiving. So I'd like that all refunded, please. I did not do that knowing what it was all about.
Okay, ma'am, well, I do apologize, but a 50% refund is the best that I can do, but this also cancels out the account to prevent all future charges.
But that's you charging me something for something I don't ever plan on using. That doesn't seem right. I will call my credit card and dispute that charge because I don't agree to that.
Okay, ma'am, well, that wouldn't be necessary because the charges are valid. Your bank, they're going to get in contact with us, and we're going to send them a copy of the terms and conditions that you agreed to. Now, they will only issue you a credit pending the investigation, and then once the investigation goes through, we will receive that money back, and then you will end up with nothing.
But I'd like when I – let's say that I agree to these terms and I have buyer's remorse. Is there not something that I can do to reverse that?
Okay, so just give me one moment while I speak with my supervisor to see what I can do.
Please do. Thank you.
Okay, so my supervisor did get back with me, and she did state that I can go ahead and issue you the full refund. You should see it back into the account within 3 to 5 business days and let me know when you're ready for your cancellation number.
I'm ready.
C as in Charlie.
Yes.
2587.
Okay.
14.
Yes.
599.
Got it.
Thank you for calling the customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you very much. You too. Bye-bye.